Given the weather so far this week, it's a pretty nice Thursday across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are a little bit milder than the past couple of days, but are still way off the mark for this time of year. And to put that in perspective, our normal high temperature is in the upper 60s as we move into the middle part of May. So obviously we're off the mark there, and there's really no warm weather ahead, at least for the next few days, though trends are looking milder by the time we get to the middle part of next week. So still a little bit of time to go with that. Now, our sky today is pretty nice. We see a blend of clouds and sunshine. We've had some clouds bubble up this afternoon in spots. And there are more clouds to our southwest. There's a batch of rain that is working through Pennsylvania today. That's diving to our south, and we'll miss our area tonight. So it's a dry night across the region. We'll see temperatures in the upper 30s to lower and mid-40s. So that's seasonably cool under mainly cloudy skies. We'll have some stars, though, from time to time. So overall, a quiet, kind of typically cool night is ahead. And then for the day tomorrow, we're going to be able to sneak in another dry day across the region under a blend of clouds and sunshine. We're likely to see some additional clouds by tomorrow afternoon. Those are in advance of a storm that will move in for the weekend. Temperatures tomorrow will be fairly similar to today, running mainly in the low to maybe mid-60s across much of the region. Exactly how warm it will be tomorrow will be depending upon how much sun actually gets through. So we're looking at a comfortable dry day tomorrow. Then some showers come in tomorrow night, and it's going to be a damp Saturday across the region with an area of low pressure. It's actually a nor'easter that will be south of Long Island through the day. So we have periods of rain in the forecast and some gusty breezes as well. It'll be a very raw day with temperatures only in the 50s, and we're likely to see some heavier bursts of rain, especially through the second half of the day into Saturday night. At this point, it looks like the best chance for the heaviest rain will be an area southeast of the capital region. There may even be some localized flooding as some of these downpours come through. So it's wet on Saturday, and even on Sunday, that storm very slowly is pulling away, so it's still quite gray, and we're still likely to see showers at times. So the Mother's Day holiday weekend is not looking too great. And of course, the Tulip Festival in Albany, it looks to be a damp one, especially on Saturday and Sunday, but it should be okay for tomorrow as festivities kick off at noontime. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 56 to 64. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, seasonably cool, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, high 56 to 62. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low in the lower to mid 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 58 to 64. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, seasonably cool, low in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 58 to 64. Region-wide on Saturday, cloudy with periods of rain, breezy, raw, and cool, with highs in the 50s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with showers likely, and highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.